Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
With his shame, oh shame, babe.
know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Kimmy Love and her book, Kimmy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Kimmy's Spa Party.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
What is success? I'm Carrie Hines. And to me, what success is relative. So, whatever you think is success. That's what it means. But I'm here to tell you that success is not really some kind of a far-off destination. And you really shouldn't look at it that way. I said something a while back, pretty much when I was writing How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, several years back, I'll say. I remember very well thinking about success and what that meant. And I coined a phrase, I really did, I coined a phrase that I still live by. And it says something like, I live in success. And I really mean that. And as I said, even to this day, it's a phrase that I often tell folks, because I believe that success is today. And if you are working at your craft, if you are pursuing or following your passion, if you have the basic necessities that might prevent others from being able to do the same, then you, my friend, you are living in success. You'll find out a whole lot more about that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's on Amazon. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Up next is our daily running of Miss Maggie Anderson's piece on supporting black businesses. Stay tuned.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
Are your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby,
buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Hello, this is Eugene Davis on Conversations with Hair on Hair Radio with Carrie Hine. I just wanted to remember one of the really incredible mothers that I've worked with, and her name is Felicia Rashad. Yes, I worked with the famous Felicia Rashad in London when I was living there on Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I was able to work with her and the amazing James Earl Jones and the amazing Sanaa Lathan, and some other really amazing actors, but I was Felicia Rashad and Sanaa Lathan's personal hairdresser, which is such an incredible experience for me, being someone who had watched her as the Cosby mom for years, and to now be able to work with her and call her auntie. You know what I mean? We bonded. She was such a light in everything that she did and just so professional and loving that I was like, oh, you're like my auntie, which was something we used to laugh about because obviously we were not related. But to this day, I still like refer to her as Auntie Felicia. And I respected her for her craft, and I respect her for her loving heart, and I respect her for just being an influence into a generation that needed to see that character of Claire Huxtable, and just out of that, all the other performances and things that she's done, she's just been an incredible influence into our industry. And Felicia, if you're listening, thank you. We love you. And keep doing what you're doing and inspiring others.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and hours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hine. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Gines, and today we have a very special treat for everybody. We are doing something that, yeah, it is called our bucket list, the Hair Radio bucket list, which is really what we're doing from time to time. We are going to be featuring, you'll hear from the co-hosts, you'll hear from some of our guests on some of the things that are on our bucket list. So we're talking about our top usually five items for each of us on what we want to accomplish before, as they say, that bucket spills over. Okay, we kick the bucket. So leading in, Michael Hopkins, we're going to lead in with Michael. So our top five items we're going to do with the whole panel. That's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. So, Michael, what's on your bucket list at number five?
Wow, Carrie. My number five is something that I've always wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
I've always wanted to fly a helicopter and also a fixed-winged airplane. Though doing that to me has just been something that I've always wanted to do. And it didn't even have, well, no, I take that back. Part of it was because I was in the military, and that was something I actually wanted to do in the military. But at the time, I wasn't in a position to do it.
Mm.
You know, when you're in the military, if you really want to fly, say, for the military, it's a rigorous screening process, and I wore glasses. So when you're enlisted and you wear glasses, there's some extra things you got to go through and all that. So I never gave the dream up. I just held on to it while going through the business of life. And family, okay, and kids and all of that. But it's,
wow,
just something. It fascinates me to this day. And especially, you know, military-type vehicles, planes and helicopters. And that's just something that before I just, boom, that's what I want to do. That's
okay,
my number five on my list.
Wow. As you were speaking and saying, talking about the helicopter and the airplane, I was thinking military, and I was thinking how that's connected and how, okay, I can see you doing that, Brother Michael. And that's very interesting, and I can definitely see you doing that. Both of them, flying both of them. I can see you right now and being just excited about it.
Yeah. Who in the world would ever think that that is not Michael Hopkins? Of course you want to fly planes. You are the host of the Vet Talk Radio show right here on our network. I could see that Michael's number five. Fly a plane, fly a helicopter.
Definitely.
I could see him just flying like Superman, anything out there. So, yeah, jet pack like the Jetsons. It's Michael Hopkins.
Hey,
all
works
right
for me.
Thank you, Michael. All right. So, Michael, that's your number five, Michael?
That's my number five. And
right,
I am quite sure, Nicole Marie, you have something that's just as exciting. That's your number five.
Well, my number five is I've always wanted to learn how to ski. Now,
Jeez.
I live in Mississippi. Yes, listen, yes, listen, listen.
Oh,
I live in Mississippi, but I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to the cold weather, and I'm used to the snow. So I've always wanted to go and stay at one of the mountain resorts, either like Colorado or Utah, and learn how to ski. So that is something that is on my list that I want to do.
Unreal, unreal. I'm just blown away that your number five is about skiing.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I want to learn.
Well, I don't know because I don't ever think of too many black folks skiing, but I could be wrong because I think folks do ski out there.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of organizations out there.
You know, what? They do have the different groups, black groups that go to the different resorts.
Really? Yeah.
So, yes, there there are groups of us that do ski. It may not be a whole lot of people, but, I mean, we do. Black Ski Weekend.
Okay, wow. So what's the hot
ski
location then?
Well, the biggest one is Big Sky in Montana. There's Breckenridge or Vail in Colorado. Jackson Hole, Wyoming,
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Park City, Utah. Those are the top ones.
Sound
like to me, Carrie, that she's been doing her research. So I think this is a dream that's going to come true.
I think you're right, Michael Hopkins. All right, Nicole Marie. So that's what your number five is, and you're sticking
that
with
it. My number five. I'm sticking with it, Carrie. And what is your number five?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. My number five, guys, you guys know that I come from a background in the amazing airline industry. So talking a little bit about flying like Michael, but I really don't want to fly the plane as I want to sit back and be flown. I want to return to Europe. I want to go back to some of my favorite memories. You guys know I've been to Europe many times. I've been to Paris about five times alone just to go and hang out, Spain and as well as London. And I've wanted to return back to France. That was my favorite European city that I traveled to. But also I wanted to go back to London. It was very expensive in terms of our money exchange and all that back in the day. But I would like to also go to London, but I say Paris. I want to return to Paris. I had a chance to go to the Louvre. I had a chance to see Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Champs-Élysées, L'Arc de Triomphe. I just enjoyed Paris and, you know, studying French and just being amongst the French and c'est la vie, that's life. So I'd like to do that. I want to go back. So my number five is a trip back to Paris, to Paris. How does that sound?
Nice.
And how does that sound?
Oh, I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, Carrie, actually, I was stationed in Germany in the early 80s, and that's one place I never got a chance to go to was Paris, France. And I would have really have loved to have gone there, because when you go to Europe, there's so much history. And I never realized that it was just, you know, we read about it. We kind of say, oh, yeah, I would love to. But that's one thing I can say about the military. The military gives you that thing that you're allowed to go. And you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot because you're already in Europe. They sponsor trips for GIs. And some of my friends actually went to Paris. I mean, I traveled to Germany, but, yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have gone to Paris. It would have been beautiful.
Awesome.
Sounds very fascinating. You know, I had told you before that my dad was in the military and Air Force, and we had lived in Madrid, Spain. So we had the opportunity to travel to some different places.
And I've been to Madrid, too.
While
so
we
I
were
love
there.
That. Yeah.
However, Paris was not one. So that's always a place that's been very fascinating and, you know, definitely a place that sounds very nice to visit. And I can I would love to be there myself.
Wow. Now you can see why it's my number five. Yes. So traveling back to France, back to Paris, to England, to Spain, to Madrid, all of that. I love it. It was just
fabulous
places. And I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I have to turn to Michael and Michael Hopkins. What's your number four?
Well, my number four is almost as exciting as my number five with the airplanes and helicopters. My number four is something that I've been doing for, ever since I was a teenager. I've been playing the guitar. And one of the things I really want is a guitar collection.
What?
Especially the older guitars.
You want to create
a guitar collection.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know you were a musician, a guitar collection.
Well, you know how that is, because we're all from, you and I are from Philadelphia. We had nothing but musicians there.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
But that's something that, that's something that I've always wanted to do, especially the older guitars, the ones, a lot of them from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the 80s, believe it or not. Some of them are antiques, some of them are just classic guitars. And some of my guitar heroes played those guitars. One of my favorite guitar heroes was Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. I used to listen to him a lot. I mean, I still do from time to time. But he played that black Stratocaster, and that's what made me fall in love with playing the guitar. And I started learning, and here it is almost 50 years later.
Wow.
Wow. I can definitely see you doing that, Brother Michael. Do you practice and play your guitar now?
Not as much. Sometimes, I have little issues with my hands and wrists and all that, but I kind of fight through it because I just love it. Or I listen to my son play. I taught him a couple of chords, and the next thing you know, he took off.
Wow.
He's right-handed naturally, but he plays the guitar with his left hand.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, and he's really good at it, too. He's really good.
I have to say, I am just shocked that this is Michael's number four, playing the guitar, because I'm just imagining this now, and I can't shake this image, Nicole Marie.
I can picture this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
him
seeing
now.
Michael Hopkins with dressed in all purple garb, kind of like Prince, with all these curls on his head and a guitar around his neck singing When Doves Cry.
Hey, it works for me.
That's
I don't have now. I don't have to wear that special spandex suit from the 80s, do I?
No, you'll be in your army.
Don't do that,
garb.
Michael.
Oh yeah, that's not good. You know, Nicole, Carrie, that's me in the spandex from the 80s. No, it's not looking too good right now.
Okay. We got to wash that image away. Well, listen, Michael's number four is all about guitar. Playing the guitar collection, amazing. Okay, Michael, I see that's why you're number four. What else do you have to say?
Love it. I love it. I still have a few classic guitars now.
Okay.
And, I just love them. I really do. It's soothing to me.
Okay, and what else?
Wow.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep it moving for the folks this morning. All right. Good choice, number four.
And I just know after skiing, I know Nicole has something else. That's her number four.
Yes, I do. My number four is I've always been very intrigued and wanted to visit Dubai in the Middle East.
Dubai.
And that is someplace, that I want to visit. I've seen pictures. I've seen, videos and so forth, beautiful skylines. Also the world's tallest tower that's there, the beaches, the gold and spice marketplaces, the mall. I want to go and I want to experience that culture there in Dubai.
Wow, Dubai. I'm just saying bye-bye for Dubai. I'm not, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family have gone to Dubai, and I think it sounds amazing. But it sounds expensive. I think it's high as the sky to go to Dubai. That's why. No, I don't know.
I think it'll be worth the experience, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so, too. You might as well go with gusto. Because when as you get older and you become an empty nester and you got the grandkids and all that, and it's just you and the spouse, it's just time to go do some things. Whatever it is you ever wanted to do. And that's what my wife and I, that's what we've been discovering, that we can get up now when we feel like it. We can just go do stuff. I have no school plays to go to. I got to write a note for my kid. Well, better than that, I think I better go to school on my kids' behalf. You know,
exactly.
We don't have to do any of that.
Oh.
But Dubai, oh, yeah, I mean, it really, from what I see, it really looks like a very inviting place. The clear water, the sand and all that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks like that one building that they built that looks like a sail from a ship.
Right, right. Okay, well, Nicole Marie, I can see that number four is Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay. So very interesting. Okay, so we're talking about Nicole Marie.
All right. Now, Carrie, what is your number four?
Oh.
After Paris, how do you top that?
Well, actually, and my top five, and folks out there, we are counting down our top five on our bucket list, each of the co-hosts today with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and myself, Carrie Hines. Number four on my list today is kind of like I'm still in a travel mindset, not quite as far as Dubai. I'm thinking right next door down to Philadelphia to visit my family. Something I have not done in a long time, which is visit family. And that, believe it or not, has to be a bucket list item for me. Because for you guys out there, I know it's not a bucket list item because you pretty much visit, you know, I hear you guys you're visiting family all the time. But me, I'm always in production mode all the way up here in Brooklyn, New York, away from everybody pretty much. I'm isolation working for you guys. So I don't get a chance to go visit my family. And so when I come back from my trip to Paris, as you guys know, that's my number five. I'm going down to Philadelphia. Michael's home. It's actually my home, too. That's where I was born and raised in the early part of my life, down in Philadelphia. So I'm going to visit my family down in Philadelphia. That's what my story is for number four. All right.
That sounds great. Yeah, I can relate to that too, Carrie, because I know a lot of times I didn't get a chance to go home, visit family and all that because I was too busy running halfway across the planet, doing all kinds of things and then raising a family and all that. So a lot of my cousins and aunts and uncles, they never got a chance to just go home sometime and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month just visiting with all of them.
Wow.
No, I never got
that's
a chance,
amazing.
But yeah, and I had some very historical auditor. In other words, I had some aunts and uncles that could tell our family story.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that I missed from that. But still have another generation of cousins that I just need to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, for making that make sense as well. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I love that, Carrie, and I can definitely see, you know, you do put a lot of time and effort into work. So I can definitely see you taking the time to go and spend time with your family, you know, enjoy being back home and being with them because family is so, so important. Me living here in Mississippi, a lot of my family is still in Ohio, but at least twice a year, we go either during the summer and then we either go for Thanksgiving or Christmas to spend time. It's so, so, so very important. So I can definitely relate to that and see how you would definitely want to spend time with your family.
That's my
number four. Hopefully a lot of time.
Yes. Heading down to Philadelphia. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And we're still doing our amazing bucket list countdown. Today, so we're kind of moving along here. And at number three, Michael, what is your number three?
Oh, now this one you guys are going to really kind of say, what? Really? Believe it or not, toy collection.
Oh. Toy collection.
Grown man playing with toys.
What type of toys?
The type of toys that I grew up with as a kid in the 60s.
It's distinction of that, Nicole.
Yeah. Like oh boy, am I in trouble. Like, I give you an example, like the G.I. Joes, Tonka trucks, Nyla okay. trucks, all things like that that I grew up with as a little boy. I see them, I see all this stuff now. You can buy it on the internet. You know, you can go to eBay, wow. and I started collecting this stuff a few years ago, and it got to the point in our bedroom. I had so much stuff in boxes. The boxes almost fell on top of my wife, and she said, you know what?
Oh, no.
I think this thing is getting a little out of hand here.
Wow.
Because I just got carried away. And it just all started when I saw one of those old toys on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace. And I bought it. I just out of, you know, impulse. I said, oh, man, I think I'll buy this. And then after you buy one, the next thing you know, then you buy another one to complement the first one. And it just goes on and on and on. But it was an enjoyable time, you know, when you grow up. And plus, I got a chance to, my little grandson, he'd never seen stuff like this. So him and I would play truck.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
I love the toy collection idea, Michael, because I think that growing up, the toys then were definitely different than now. The construction of the toys and so forth is definitely not the same, and they're just different. Even the dolls and so forth are different. So having toys from the time when you grew up and bring back those memories of different things that you did, who you were playing with, and so forth, I think that's very important, and I love that.
I just remember Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
The red one and the blue one.
Yes, I love them, and I wish I had a Rock'em Sock'em Robot right now, because I'd be playing it. I'm going to have to go, like Michael said, on eBay and take a look for it. I also, well, like Michael, we have something in common that I didn't know until this very day. And that is that I also had a G.I. Joe, and who was an action figure. See, the boys played with action. We didn't play with dolls. Well, back then we didn't. Today's a new day.
Yep.
But we were playing with action figures. And my action figure, I had G.I. Joe. I had the black G.I. Joe. And
his hair was just like
you should have seen what they made the hair out of for poor G.I. Joe.
Didn't he have a beard, too?
He had a beard. I had, G.I. Joe. But I love G.I. Joe. He had on his army gear, by the way, Michael. He had on his fatigues, and it was incredible.
Only way
so
to go.
Loved... Yeah, so that was G.I. Joe. But believe it or not, when I was a kid, I wanted – there was the guy that jumped over all the – with the motorcycle, Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted – my friend Chung Ho down the street had Evel Knievel. And so we used to play with his Evel Knievel, and I was playing with G.I. Joe. And so you bring back great memories, Michael.
Yeah.
Great
and
memories.
Then we played Rock'em Sock'em and the Big Wheel.
Remember them, too. Woo! Oh, and the Big Wheel.
Right.
Oh, man, I remember because a little kid down the street, Jeffrey, that was his name, he had one.
Yeah,
when
that
it
was one of the
most
good
old
names. All right. Okay. All right, so sounds good. So I'm tossing it back, Michael. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that. Number three.
Sound
I
like a plan.
Like the toy collection.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. I mean, we've been through skis in Dubai.
And Dubai.
yeah. So what else is next, Nicole? What's your number four?
Number three.
Yeah.
And my number three is I would like to learn sign language.
Wow.
I would like to
like
to be able to learn and be so good that I'm able to interpret and be able to communicate with people that are hearing impaired. Right now, I actually work with students that have special needs, And I think that it would be a great addition to know how to sign.
Wow.
So it's something that I just want to do.
Well, that is incredible.
Would love to do.
And I could just see Nicole Marie back there behind the president signing his speech and going all off track.
Okay.
No,
a whole other story than what the president is saying. I can see it now. You know, listen, I just think, first of all, how altruistic to be concerned with folks who are hearing impaired and how they understand and to be part of the communication process for them to facilitate that.
Very important.
So,
very important.
Very important. So I am just blown away. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to me. I had that fine opportunity, as we call it in the Army, to learn sign language.
Wow.
Back late 70s, early 80s, before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I studied sign language.
Wow.
I studied it. I went to several college classes for it.
Wow. So you guys can communicate.
Great.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a, the way it's so beautiful, the sign language, and the signs make sense once you start to study and you start to understand. Sometimes I used to have people that actually thought I was hearing impaired. Because I'd be signing to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember I scared one person one day on the subway back in Philly.
Wow.
And I was signing to somebody and waved bye to them. And I think the person went to do something, and I started talking to them.
Oh, my.
And the person just jumped. They're like, what? You can talk? Well, yeah.
Wow.
So, but that is
beautiful. I can see why Nicole Marie wants to learn to sign. Nicole Marie, that's
Michael,
your number three.
When I start learning, I'll call you and we'll practice. We'll have to do a Zoom or FaceTime or something so we can practice.
I'm loving it. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Great number three. Great number three, learning to sign, Nicole Marie.
Now, Carrie, moving on, what is your number three? We had
my
visiting Paris and your family. What's next?
Yes, exactly. My number three is something that I've already done, but I want to do again real soon. And that is, I want to complete my next book. And something that has really, I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, as you guys know, and several other things that I've written and done for other folks as well. That's part of what we do at Hair Radio. But I want to publish a book to help other folks publish books and to promote their books. And I always get a lot of folks asking me about our aspect of publishing and stuff, and I want to be I think I was encouraged to pull together a whole series of books. If I didn't – and I want to – that is my ongoing retirement career, if you will. I'll just be writing, churning out one book after the next. So, you know, you'll always have Carrie and my legacy around. That's my number three, is to write my next book.
Mm. Yeah, that definitely is a worthy, very worthy thing, because that's leaving a legacy, and a lot of people never get a chance to leave a legacy. You write a book, and that book will be around the next, 500 years?
Longer.
Yeah, longer, yeah. I mean, that's the – we still read hieroglyphics, so –
Yeah.
I mean, it is perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
That is absolutely wonderful. I love that, Carrie. I've been a co-author in two books, but I would definitely see how that's valuable and would love to actually know how to do it myself.
Oh, awesome. Wow. We might have a new project, on the horizon. Awesome.
Most definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
Now you can see why that's my number three. All right.
Yes.
And that's to write my next book, my next bestseller, as we say here at Hair Radio. And that's what we've been doing. If you guys out there are just kind of tuning in, we're at number two today on our countdown of our bucket list items, our top five bucket list items, with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Number two, we're going to ask Michael Hopkins, what's at number two for Michael?
Oh, now, this number two, oh, yeah,
uh-oh.
This one, you guys will not see this one coming on my number
uh-oh.
Two. Believe it or not, I want a truck collection of old trucks, believe it or not. You know, real trucks, big trucks,
oh.
little trucks, domestic trucks, military trucks.
Oh,
that's
wow.
something I've always dreamed about.
Okay. You want to create a truck. Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things, you know, like along with the truck thing, and it just fits right in it, I want to get my CDL. For truck
mm.
and for bus.
Mm-mm.
All right.
I know that seems
kind
of odd. I just like old trucks. You know, old tractor trailers, the kind of trucks we grew up with, 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. Pickup trucks, old pickup trucks, and military vehicles. The kind I used to ride in the military, 2.5-ton trucks, 5 tons, tractor trailers.
Interesting.
It's just something, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but it's something about the smell in the inside of those old vehicles, and they ride rough, and you got to manhandle them. You almost got to be Hercules to drive them.
Well, now, we don't say manhandle anymore. We say person handle.
Okay, person handle.
Politically correct.
Politically correct. Oh, yeah. But
okay.
It's fun driving them. It
sounds,
really is.
All right. Sounds good to
now,
me.
Now, Michael, I'm a little surprised that you said truck collection because you're always going to different car shows and posting different cars and so forth. So I thought that you would say car collection, which is sports car and all the other little the pictures that you post of the car.
Well, we're not
so
going to see because that might be next on his list, so we're going to let him stay with his truck collection for now.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Sounds good so far.
All right. Well, listen, I am just blown away at the idea of a truck collection for Michael Hopkins. I'm just really blown away. I think this is awesome. And I think most of us would like a brand new truck. I'd like a new truck outside my door too. But not the whole collection, but one red shiny truck would be great. Pickup style, like I'm in the South. Pickup style.
Yes.
All right.
Pickups.
Yes. So I can see a good choice, Michael Hopkins. I'm tossing it back to you.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Dubai, skis, family.
Yeah.
What's next on your list?
For the Pomeroy, yeah.
Yeah.
Next on my list is I want to attend a Wimbledon tennis match. I am a fan. I actually play tennis myself, and I would just love to travel to London and attend a Wimbledon match. Now, I would love to see Venus and Serena because I love them, but just being there at a match, you know, watching anyone there, just being in the mist, in the atmosphere, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Oh, my. A Wimbledon tennis match.
Yes.
Yeah, Wimbledon. You want to go to do the Wimbledon. I love that you, Nicole Marie, are a tennis fan, and I know that your daughter takes tennis lessons.
Yes. And see, I remember that, and you fans out there now know that too. And I think that is great. I had the chance in New York because they do this thing. I think it was the Virginia Slims. I forget. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But I went to a tennis match, and for the first time in my life, so I got a chance to see. They have what they do here in New York. They do a seasonal thing where you get to come out and work those. People had jobs.
Okay.
I have friends who worked that every time it came each year. And so I got a chance to go to the tennis match. And, yes, our heads look in unison and one direction then the other. Boop, 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 boop. So I could see where number two for you, Nicole Marie, is all about the tennis ball.
Yes.
All right. Yeah,
and I didn't even know. Nicole Marie, I didn't even know you were involved in the tennis realm. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow, I have learned something new.
See,
learned
that's
something
what this
new.
Is all about. Yeah, that's what this is all about.
You know, Carrie, I might have to change my list. That tennis thing is, I mean, it is interesting. I'd have to, you know, put my neck in check a little bit, you know, with the arthritis. I'd have to just look a little slower than anybody else and everybody. But, no, it looks fascinating to me just to, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They train very hard for that, and it's a lot of coordination, you know, hand coordination, and it's strategy too. Tennis is a strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I can see because I know that Nicole Marie is one of the biggest strategists out there. So I can see why that's number two on her list today.
Oh,
Nicole
Marie,
we're talking
about
that to you. Yes.
All right. Now, Carrie, next up is your number two. What's next?
Well, my number two, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and all the fans out there, my number two is to create a documentary that I call Radiomentary. And that is where we kind of talk about, it's now the style is everybody does a documentary. And for those of you who may not be as familiar, documentary is where a person, it could be whatever it is, they're telling a story. And there are many different styles. You guys got to Google the word documentary. There are many different styles of documentary. Some feature close-up testimonials, others just someone telling a story with pictures. There's so many different things. So I'm intrigued and fascinated by the idea of doing a documentary on my life and sharing that with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's my number two. My number two is a documentary.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. I mean, that's just another way of leaving a legacy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Hopkins. Wow.
That would be an amazing story. Yes, most definitely. Just everything that has gone on in your life and how, you know, everything has come to be. Oh, that would be just an amazing story. You have to do that, Carrie. You have to do that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And so we are down to, okay, we need a drum roll for this.
Uh-oh, drum roll, please.
Number one. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody what you've been listening to is a countdown of our top five bucket list items with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And with a quick review before we get to number one. At number five for Michael Hopkins was to fly a plane. Number four, a guitar collection. Number three, a toy collection. Lots of collections for Michael Hopkins. And his number two choice, of course, another type of collection, a truck collection. And so real nice choices. We're going to get to Michael with his number one top bucket list item of all time in just a bit. Nicole Marie, her number five, a ski trip. Number four was Dubai.
of visiting Dubai. And number three, learning to sign language. And number two, for our own Nicole Marie, Wimbledon, visiting Wimbledon, and taking in one of those great tennis matches. For me, Carrie Hines, well, kind of like Nicole Marie, I wanted to travel. Top of my top five list on my countdown, number five was to go to Paris, France, to go back to Europe. It's been many years since I've traveled there, and I've been several times overseas. But I would love to go back. At number four, I wanted to do another trip, but this time not so far, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to visit family. Family I haven't seen since I've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for you guys. I'm going to blame you guys out there. Number three on my list is definitely something that I will get to, and that is my next book, my next bestseller that you guys have inspired. Number two on my list, write a documentary. So along the same idea. And what's interesting, as we get to the top of this number one list, guys, and Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, have you guys noticed anything that surprised you about, before we get to our number one, was there anything that surprised you about learning about some of our bucket list items? Like, to me, I found it fascinating that of Michael's list, I think three items so far were all collections that he wanted to kind of assemble and put together.
Right.
I found that to be fascinating.
Right.
Nicole Marie.
And I was most surprised by the guitar collection.
The guitar that he, that was surprising too. I didn't know he had the music gene. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to hear some of this. We really are. And it's nice that you inspired your son, Michael, to play as well. So great stories. And like Michael flying a plane, I want to get on a plane, but I don't want to fly. But Michael, you can fly me over to Paris. I'll take that. And Nicole Marie, what can I say? I mean, of course, learning sign language is something that is super, super incredible. And what a great item to have on your top five and to be something that you accomplish. And that's something that's not far reaching. You can start these bucket list items today. Today. And so great items, everybody. And now, what you've all been waiting for, the number ones from Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. What is the number one item on our bucket list that we're going to talk about? Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow. My number one thing, and actually Nicole had guessed it, my number one thing is that I want a classic car collection. My wife and I
do another collection.
Yeah. My wife and I have always dreamed about having a classic car collection with at least 40 cars in it.
Oh, wow.
Always dreamed about that. And most of the cars, they'll be like old hot rods, because that's something I'm just really into. I've been into that ever since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
Old hot rods from the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. It's just something I've always loved. And, it's just one of those things. Classics, old Cadillacs, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs, even, what's that one? Studebakers, 44s, that's one of my favorites. 40 and 41 Fords, old Chevrolets from the 50s, from the 60s, even like earlier, Model Ts, Model As. They're just so much a part of our history. And I just love looking at those cars and touching them and sitting in them and the old smells and all that.
We get the picture here, okay.
Oh,
good choices, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, Michael, like I said, I had already brought that up when we were back on number two, so I can definitely see this.
We all can.
I can see your car collection. Yes, definitely. So not surprised about your number one.
All right. Well, listen, I am. Because I thought, I said, well, Michael is not going to go with the cars. I thought about it for a moment. I said, no, he's got a toy collection, a truck collection, and we probably should have figured. See, I thought he was going to go for a train collection. He talked about planes.
Oh.
He talked about all kinds of methods of travel.
Right.
He really did. So I thought he was going to go the train route. He didn't. He went to the classic car route. So real interesting. Michael, great choice. Okay. Well, I'm very impressed. Michael, I'm tossing it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I want to see Nicole Marie top my car collection. I can't wait. let's see you top my car collection.
Well, my number one is a little different. It's not any type of collection. Mine is also another travel venture. And I want to go to Africa.
Ooh.
And I want to go on an African safari and then tour around Africa to different places.
Wow.
Okay. Right. I didn't see that coming. I guess you did beat me out, didn't you?
At all. African safari, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
African safari,
That is incredible that you're number one, I think that's awesome. So you want to be out there with the animals and all of that, the safaris out there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and
I want to tour the country,
Yeah, you want the continent of Africa.
Experience the culture.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I want to make sure folks know, there are lots of different countries over there in Africa. And and it's not all, even though we have a lot of safari areas there, and it really is the mecca for that, they're quite, industrialized, just like here in America. We don't want folks thinking that that's all that's there. So it's not just the Tarzan-type movie, folks. It is society, and it's an incredible continent with all kinds of earthly riches. So we love Africa. We shout out our fans and our Hair Radio Africa
most
folks.
Definitely,
While you're there, you can visit Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and South Africa and East Side
so
Africa.
So many places to visit.
Kenya, and go over across the diaspora of the continent of Africa. All right.
I definitely want to go for Ghana and Nigeria. I know those two.
Me too. Well, you know what? This is time for you to start. They've got those, but they've got a whole lot more out there. So time to Google. Okay. So I'm tossing it back to you, Nicole Marie. That's incredible. Number one, okay?
All right, Carrie. Up to your number one. What's next?
And I guess I get to say the final word here.
Yeah.
My final choice. All right. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say again, it has been awesome to do this with each of you. I've learned a lot that I didn't know. I didn't know these things. And to know that you're inspiring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to not wait to make it a bucket list item, but to pursue these dreams and make them into reality each and every day. And we're a reminder to do that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So my number one today, and that is something that I'm passionate about for the hair and beauty community. It has always been my dream to establish a retirement community, a retirement home that is set up for people who have contributed part of their careers or their careers and given so much to the hair and beauty industry. And so that's what I'd like to do, a retirement home or a retirement community for the hair and beauty of folks. And so I'm looking to do that. That's my dream, to establish that.
That would work.
Wow.
That would definitely work. That right there, Carrie, I mean, that's something that nobody has, that I know of, has gone in that type of direction for the hair and beauty industry.
Thank
pretty
you.
Much. You know, I've never seen anybody go in that direction with that.
Thank you.
I think it would work.
And I'm going to do just that. I have a plan already that's in motion to set that up. Interesting.
Great. Now, Carrie, I must say for your top five list,
yes,
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Number five down to number two, I wasn't surprised because that's definitely you. Getting to know you, those things right there are definitely you. And even number one, I'm surprised just because, okay, retirement community, but I'm not surprised because it's you. Because everything you do is new, on the cutting edge, it's organic, it's different, it's creative, and that's what you always create.
Thank
so
you.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Oh,
and I
thank
think that's
you.
That's a great idea. The retirement community
wow.
is a great idea.
Thank you very much. It would give me great joy to continue my journey.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as my incredible colleagues right here with Tom.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Just to be stronger. be stronger than.
Hair Radio Show, and we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning, so we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is mid-show, Thursday morning, November 3rd of 2022. Yes, I'm Gary Hines, and we have an amazing show still ahead. We've been kind of enjoying ourselves. That was the incredible Amy Winehouse. As you guys know, we led in with Amy early this morning with Back to Black, one of my favorite songs. And, of course, that was Stronger Than Me. Right now, I'm bringing to the line the newly minted queen of the morning, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about Miss Water Valley, Mississippi herself, the one and only Nicole Marie. I'm just giving you
Good
a new
morning,
sash to wear,
Gary.
This year contestant, yes, of the beauty show. How are you, Nicole Marie?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
And this mid
welcome
show
to,
point,
welcome
I'm
to
doing
mid
well.
Show, mid yes. show.
Yes,
yes. Good morning to
favorites.
All of our fans. Yes, good
yes.
morning.
As always. Yeah, well, they've been listening. So it's
yes.
good morning for us. But everybody's been tuned in to the broadcast.
Right.
It's been an awesome show today. We are so
right.
excited. Yeah, we had a chance to replay one of my favorite bits, which is what we did for our bucket list. And we're going to be chatting about
yes,
that.
It's always nice to hear that.
Yeah, always great to play back. You know, this time of the year is always that way for me. So it's wistful.
Right.
I'm always thinking about the year that was and
right.
if there are any regrets.
What did you accomplish?
So you have,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I... you know, I celebrate the things that I really hit the bullseye on, but then I wonder sometimes about, you know, if I've not quite hit the mark. So
right.
we're going to talk about
right.
all that. What can we do differently in this next year? So I'm always going
okay.
to be excited to have those conversations with you guys. I think that's great. I want to welcome everybody
yeah, look forward
to today's show. Yeah, me too. All the fans from everywhere who tune into the show, whether you listen to it live from 6 to 9 weekdays through Blog Talk or if you play it back later, we share it on social media. Most times we take bits and pieces and put them through as a separate podcast out there that's available
right.
on 12 or 13 different platforms around the world. To get to the podcast easily, what you want to do in Google, you know how you do a search. Just go to Carrie
right.
Hines podcast. Literally, you type in those three words, and all the podcasts that we've done kind of pop up, or you have different options you can listen to. My favorite place
yes.
to go to listen to just the podcast is Spotify.
Yes.
You know how you stream
you
music?
Can find
yes,
everything there. Yes.
You really do.
You can find an enormous list. You can scroll through, just endless shows. Endless shows.
Endless items and shows and pages
yes.
and pages. What it reflects, though, Nicole Marie, is the work that we've done.
That's
what it.
It
reflects.
Yes.
So,
all the hard work, dedication, and yes.
Yes.
But it's hard. It shows that we've done a lot of hard work. Today, if you think about
yes.
it, it's our show number 780. Show 780.
Wow, Carrie. 780 shows.
Yeah.
Oh.
So sometime
well
in, say, January.
We're hitting 1,000 shows.
Yeah, we're getting in close. Sometime in January,
yeah.
we should be celebrating, like, our show number 800.
Wow.
So that's coming up. Yeah, show 800 is on the way. 800.
Wow.
That in itself
that's
is
amazing.
Quite an accomplishment.
It
yes, well, it is. What that says, let's be clear to everybody. We started this hair and beauty merging of infotainment. We created it. That was back in 1995.
Yes.
There was no other daily hair radio show, period. There was no other weekly show. We did weekly on AM and FM radio. So we just wanted
yes.
to let folks know out there. And what makes it so miraculous is that we had to really create something that didn't exist, and people kind of chuckled and were, just weren't all that concerned
right.
or involved. But I'll tell you something. It has turned into an incredible thing. It really has.
Yes, it has.
It's made us the most successful
yes, it has.
Hair and beauty radio show worldwide. We have
oh,
the most
yes.
recorded hair and beauty
so very
talk
proud
of
that.
Anyone in the history of broadcasting. Yes, so am I. So am I. So it is really amazing. Now today, it should be kind of fun here today, even though it's yes Thursday. We kind of pulling on along, trying to shuffle along to Friday morning.
Yeah.
today we
yeah.
still have. Yeah. We're gonna get through today. We got a lot of good stuff still on the way. In the next
always.
Hour. Yeah, of course, our spotlight hour. Yes, absolutely. Our spotlight hour today, Dr. Paul Dyer joins us. And we're going to really get into this. Now, I don't know if you guys have been following the news, but there is a lot of talk surrounding the life of this rap artist who I had never really, I kind of had seen. I'm not, I would love to know more in terms of, be more cognizant of that genre of music. But I
right.
thought it was important to have the discussion today about what's really going on in the community and what we can do, to kind of, let's celebrate his life, but let's also
right.
take a moment to acknowledge that there's some work we've got to do in our community.
Exactly.
And outside
do.
Our community. It's not just us. So we're going to talk about all that coming up around 8 o'clock or so. His
okay.
name, you guys, yeah, this
take
is
off.
Really, yeah, Take Off, yeah, from the group Migos.
Yeah.
I listened to a couple of their songs, and, I could see why they were so appealing to their,
yeah.
the folks that they make music for. Of course, I'm not in their targeted demographic. But the
right.
folks that they do who are, they love them. And I listened
yeah.
to a video that he did, and I should have clipped it for you guys. I'll do that on the next show or so. But he talked about getting his flowers, not waiting until he died. It
wow.
was in his own. Yeah, this was uncovered. It's out there on YouTube. You guys can Google it. It was if someone had uncovered, they had this video of him talking about, getting his flowers early, not waiting until he's
right.
gone. And
right.
I thought that I thought that,
he
that
was
important.
He was 28 years old.
He was 28.
Yeah.
And I think we should talk about what we want our legacies to be. And so we're going to do that. We're going to talk about what we want our legacies to be. And I think we'll do that coming up. A little later today. We'll do that the next hour.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
About what we
sounds
want.
Good.
I think that's
yeah.
important to
sounds
have
good.
This kind of conversation. I don't look at them as
most
being
definitely.
Uneasy so much. I don't.
It's,
I think
it's
a part of legacy
Carrie.
Building.
Yeah. It's, yes. Most definitely. It's part of your planning
yeah.
and what
it's
you should be planning for, just with everything else
right.
that you should be planning for, during
exactly.
that time. and even before.
Exactly.
So,
right. And I think that that's what this show is all about. We tackle the – we have the tough talks, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. That's what this the Hit Radio Morning Show is all about. And so we don't shy away from that. It's Thursday morning, November 3rd, 2022. Tomorrow we have a special guest joining us. Scheduled is the man who is former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey. He's been with us many times in the past. He always breaks down the voting concerns. You know, you guys out there,
right.
You've seen the news where some
so
folks
important.
Try to intimidate others and all kind of crazy stuff. But we're going to those, we're doing the early voting. We're going to those, voting
yes,
booths in big numbers, and we're going to vote
yes.
the crap out. Got to vote
yes.
the crap out.
Yes,
there's
yes.
a big thing going on, so. You know, we try not to
delve
into politics so much here on the show, but it's important that
we important because it impacts our communities.
Absolutely.
Every aspect.
We have to get out and vote so that...
It's a must.
Because
it's not an option.
Well,
it's a must.
Right now, our personal freedoms are under attack. I don't think anybody is blind. So you got to vote. If you don't vote, who knows what's going to be happening in the next year or two to 3 years or what have you. So please get on out and represent. Now, also just want to remind everybody, first, I don't know if you guys tuned in yesterday, but we had a great dynamic fellow on, Mark David Carter, who is having this big show in Brooklyn, New York. What did you think about the about Mark's appearance, Nicole Marie?
I definitely enjoyed hearing about the Natural Hair Fest event that is coming up on Sunday, November the 27th. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed learning about exactly what was going to happen at the event. He talked about the Natural Hair Fest being the earlier part of the day, like from 10 to 6. Talking about the natural hair journeys and, you know, just embracing natural hair as a lifestyle. And then he also talked about the Afro fashion show and the presentations, discussions, and so forth that would take place from 7 until midnight. So it's definitely going to be a full day and night, Terry.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think we're going to have a great
time.
Yeah.
Yes. And
then
he also said there was going to be a holiday gift expo for people who were still wanting to do their, you know, shopping, get some shopping done there as well. So it sounds like, you know, it's going to be a great event. It's going to have, a lot of information, a lot of gifts, and you know, people can purchase, people can have the opportunity to be a vendor themselves. He also mentioned that he was looking for models, so just a lot of opportunity there at this event. So just wishing him much success.
Sounds like a great opportunity. Yeah, it's important that we support these things. It really is, and we're going to continue to do that right here. We're so excited for him. Listen, it's mid-show. It's Thursday. I was going to say it's midweek, but we've moved a little bit past that, so that's good news.
We're past that, yes.
And, right?
We're moving along.
So I'll tell you what, we're moving along. And speaking of moving along, coming up in just a moment or so, well, you know what? Why don't we do after the song? We'll get on Blue, who makes a splashback return to the broadcast with an all-new candle scent for today. So we're so excited to talk to her in just a bit. Hey, I want to get on. We played her a little bit last week. It's still moving on with classic music, too. We had on earlier, you know, some recent things. But here's Star Love. I just love her. And then right after that, we'll be here. Stay with us.
All right.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back live. It is about 7:38 Eastern Time, 6:38 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. It's Thursday, November 3rd of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm being joined with our Queen of the Mornings, of course, Nicole Marie. And the Queen of Candles. We're talking about Blue, yes, out of Jacksonville,
good morning,
Florida.
Blue.
Yes,
good morning, Nicole. Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, morning. Hi, hey. And good morning to all the fans of the show. We are really at the midpoint of the broadcast today. And Blue, we were just saying we're so happy to have you on. We want to find out what's happening at DivineEnergyCandles.com. Where you have many, many different scents. You know, it's a big part of my morning ritual, which is to have a great scent of the day. And our fans, I think I've gotten everybody, I think I've gotten everybody into this Blue. What do you think?
Well, you know what? I'm going to do something a little different today. I have a lot of scents, and I'm always talking about all my scents that I carry. And I also talk about how I love mixing and combining my scents to create some magic. So that's what I'm going to do today. I have, and you can also go look at this candle that I'm talking about today. I believe I have it up on my page. I definitely have it up on my Facebook and my Instagram. Have not yet added it to the website because it's a special order. And sometimes you don't want to put the special order.
Why mention that? Tell everybody the title of your Facebook and your Instagram so they can get to it to see it as well.
Absolutely. My Facebook is Facebook/Divine Energy. And I have Facebook/DivineEnergy.com. I mean, Divine Energy Luxury Candle. I apologize. Divine Energy Luxury Candle.
Yes.
Yes. And you can, they have links on all my social media platforms. I do have links for everything. You just click and you'll get to the next one and the next one. And also my Instagram. And I think my Instagram is Instagram Divine Code. Yeah, Instagram Divine Co. Yes. Okay. So back to this beautiful candle that I had made for a customer. It's a gentleman, and for him and his wife, you know, they have four children. So, but he wanted to, you know, have a masculine scent going through the home, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you know me, I'm gonna do a little masculine, little sweet, little combo for them.
Yes.
So I did that.
Nice.
And the name of his candle is called Dream Catcher.
Hold it. Dream Catcher.
Like it.
Yes. Yes, Dream Catcher. The name Dream Catcher means good dreams, and it promotes good luck. And with this candle, I call it an intention candle. And I call it an intention candle because I added amethyst crystals, citrine crystals, red jasper crystals, and I added white sage. Now, the amethyst is a purple crystal. And they're crystal chips, and they promote serenity and calmness. Children, come on. Everybody wants some calmness in the house.
That's my birthstone.
Citrine. Yeah, mine too.
Wow.
Citrine. It's a yellow-orange color. And that promotes positive energy, and it can push out the negative energy and enhances clarity. Red jasper is a red crystal. And that red jasper, it promotes endurance and grounding. And it's also rich in nurturing your energy. The white sage I added is great for cleansing your energy, cleanses your air, cleanses your space of any negative energy. It also generates wisdom and clarity and to promote healing. Now, the scent that I have in this dream catcher is, I have one, two, three, four scents. One scent is called Nang Chapa. Nang Chapa is a sweet, musky, sandalwood, earthy, calming scent. I have frankincense. That's a sweet and warm, woodsy scent, and that is known for purifying. I have myrrh. That's a slight licorice note. Myrrh has like a slight licorice note, but it's earthy. I have sweet cigar. That is really sweet for itself. It kind of smells like a sweet cigar, but it's really nice and light. And that is also the top note, Nang Chapa, middle note, frankincense, and myrrh. And the bottom note is sweet sugar. So, yes, that is
Dream Catcher.
That
sounds so amazing
And I
to
love
me.
It. Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful. It's red.
It
the candle
awesome.
Is like a reddish color. And then you got all the, you know, the mirror, amethyst, citrine, red jasper. Those are all the crystals. And then the white sage is sprinkled around the side. It's gorgeous.
Well,
I
love
it.
Love the name.
Mm,
I love
sounds
the name.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Right,
thank
Nicole
you.
Marie, and you had me a crystal.
Yeah, I'm a big crystal. I love my crystals, yeah.
Me too. And you know,
and I'm all about positivity and promoting
exactly.
it and putting it out there in the air so I can receive all of it back, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And we probably don't talk enough about crystals on the show. We're going to have to work them in because I love
right.
a lot of
mystical
stuff.
I'll step it up
stuff.
For you. I'll step
I
it up
love
once
it well.
A week.
I would
I'll
love
step
that.
It up for you once a week.
That is just fantastic. Well, listen, I want to
yes,
remind everybody. Yeah, right? Now, Michael Hopkins will be along with us in just a little bit. We're going to get Michael on talking about crystals. We'll see what crystals Michael is into these days, okay? Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk, will be with us in just a bit. But you know what? I wanted to just let folks know we are coming up on the Thanksgiving holiday. So we got to talk about it. It's a time for great, you know, gathering the family. It's time for blue scented candles from DivineEnergyCandles.com, of course. And, right, especially during the time you're preparing
off with
that
all that cranberry apple marmalade already now. Don't forget.
Oh,
we
wow.
started our week off with cranberry apple marmalade. And that's definitely a holiday November scent.
Love it. You guys know. So this is really exciting. So just to let everybody know, we're going to take the week of Thanksgiving, that whole week. So next Friday will be our last live show. So we're on all next week. So do remember, we are here with you all next week. We're keeping you company in the morning from 6 to 9 as normal, or 5 to 8 if you're in Central. And then the following week, which is the actual week of Thanksgiving, we're going to be taking, you know, some time to prepare our own Thanksgiving meals for our own families. So that whole week will take some time. We'll be off. We'll be returning to the airwaves on Tuesday, November 29th. So Tuesday, November 29th, we'll be back with you live on the air to catch up. So during the holidays, most of the time we're here, but the holiday weeks itself will be off those weeks, of course. But we'll inform you as we get a little bit closer. So we're here with you all the rest of this week, which is tomorrow's broadcast, and then all next week we're with you live. And then we'll be back after the holidays. So we're going to take a little break as well. And we are going to talk all about shopping. Next week is Carapy Week. It's Everything Week. We're going to be giving you the best places to find the deals to stretch your holiday dollars. So you don't want to miss the shows that we've got lined up for you next week. Does that sound like a good plan, Blue,
yes.
Nicole Marie? What do you guys think?
Sounds American.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Amazing.
Right. Because I think this is, you know, and I want to let everybody know, we return back on Small Business Tuesday, which is the 29th of
right.
November. So,
November, right.
But you guys know how we are. After Thanksgiving is over, we hit the stores. You guys know, as soon as that meal, that turkey is done, and we've eaten it, and pretty much right before we go to sleep, and we get real sleepy after eating turkey, you know. We really do. You guys know. That you're going to be dozing off after that turkey and stuffing, and you literally can't move. Then what happens is we're hitting the stores. So that Friday is Black Friday. And, yes, we know every day is Black Friday and Saturday and Monday, Tuesday, you guys know, but we're saying as far as shopping goes. So so we want to start that whole process next week. So we're going to be talking all about that. You got Divine Energy Candles. You have Cammie's book, which is Cammie's Pop Party. You have Charity. You have everything going to all of our wonderful supporters and folks that you hear about right here on the show. You've got the You Go Girl Hair. So we're going to talk about all those wonderful things right here on the show, why you need to start your shopping with us. And that's a big topic. So all next week. So I'm super excited. Now, Blue, have you started your holiday shopping?
You know, I started my holiday shopping in October.
Oh, that's Blue. I met you. Blue starts early.
They had Christmas all year with me, my family. They had Christmas all year, honey.
That is the way to be. That is the way to be. Yes.
Well, listen, it's just stuff. Small things, little things, could be anything. They're going to know.
Awesome. What am I going to do with that? They are just amazing. Okay. And Nicole, have you started out on your journey to stack up the closet with the kids? I'm just going to tell you now, check the closet. No, I'm kidding. Don't go looking for the Santa Claus.
Not in the closet. But I have started purchasing a few things, but like Blue, I don't purchase a whole lot. I tell them to give me a list of three things that they really want, because all throughout the year they're always receiving things. So
listen, the fact that you know, like my mama told me, the fact that you got a house over, you know, a house, a roof over your head, and some food on the table,
and you eat every day.
That's true.
But Carrie, with my kids, I focus on giving to others. So we do purchase things, but we like to give things to other people.
I have
purchased some things for them so far.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this. And that's why I wanted to really share, because you mentioned, you know, about things that you guys do for each other. And I wanted to talk about that next week, because we want to look at, you know, again, we got to kind of save a few dollars now. It's really cuckoo.
Yeah.
So some homemade gifts that we can do, because this is the season. And I don't know about you guys, but
that's
saw
definitely coming from the heart. So that's great.
Yeah, Mariah Carey kicked off too. She kicked off the season with her wonderful song already. It's time for Christmas. So let's get Hopkins on. We usually get Michael on for part of this conversation. He's been listening. We are talking about the king of claims for veterans. And it's Tuesday show, the Vet Talk Radio. So Michael Hopkins out of Spotsylvania, Virginia, happy morning to you. Happy Thursday.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy mid-show.
Yes, we're coming up on the Spotlight Hour at 8, 7 Central, of course. But Michael Hopkins, you've been listening. What do you want to say this morning? Have you done your shopping yet?
Well, Carrie, Nicole, and Blue, basically, we have two sets of grandchildren. You know, we have an older set that's 17 and up, and we have a younger set that's 10 and below. So for the ones that are older, usually what we do is we get the Visa cards where you can put money on it, and we find that that's a lot easier to let them go ahead and pick what they want to pick. We just find it's a lot easier. The younger kids, sure, we haven't started yet, but we, a lot of times what my wife does, she'll ask my daughters, what do they like? And based upon what they like, that's what we'll do. We'll go out and buy something specific, a specific grandchild. So, I mean, it works out great. It's just something we learned over the years. Because, you know, unfortunately and regrettably, some of my granddaughters are kind of fussy, shall we say, when it comes to items that they want.
Well, if you're talking about teenagers, Michael, they're fussy if the wind blows in the other direction.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. But, you know, Carrie, I have a couple of them that are in their 20s, and I got one granddaughter that's early 30s. So,
okay. So that's
they get a little what's the word for it? They get a little special. They really do. They get a little special.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of folks do not buy gifts at all. Like I forget, they have cutoff points. A lot of families do. You know, parents do. I've seen friends do. You know, so is it something, you know, is it okay to buy gifts for adults? Or is that something you don't need to do? What do you guys say?
I think it depends on the family, Carrie.
Because if you buy gifts for other adults, I'm raising my hand.
I do.
I can't. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's not a requirement, but you know.
And Carrie, I do know families that the adults, they will draw names. So they're buying whatever name they choose, then they buy a gift for that particular person instead of, you know, trying to buy for everyone.
So it's called
so
like
that's
Secret
another
Santa.
Option.
Oh, yeah, Secret right. Santa. Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's
yeah.
a great
so
idea.
So everybody is still receiving something, but you're not having to spend money on, you know, you may have several, like, brothers and sisters, aunts, cousins, and you're not trying to buy for everyone. You know, all your adult family members. You just draw one, everybody draws one name, and you buy that one gift. So everybody's still receiving something.
We'll have to do an electronic Secret Santa here one. You know, maybe we'll get that in for Christmas for this year since we have, and we'll go over, talk about all that and have like a budget where you can't spend over, say, you know, a few dollars or something. Yeah, we'll do something like that. Oh. I think that is just extraordinary. How wonderful is that?
Yeah, that would be so nice. That would be so nice.
Well, listen, I want to talk a little bit, switching gears a little bit, coming up in the next hour. It's a conversation that that I've been a little reluctant to have because I don't, first of all, it is – so much going on out there in the streets. I don't know if you guys have turned on the news, but it has been crazy there. Yeah, so we're going to talk about it. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We're going to shift gears. There is a whole lot with regard to this rapper's death who it has just riveted our community, and we're going to talk about that along with some of the ancillary items that come out of these types of occurrences. And we're expecting Dr. Paul Dyer to be on. So a lot to get into in the next hour. Let's kind of just shake it up. We did a little shake it up with our wonderful Sherilyn a little while ago, but no, we're going to just shift gears just a tad. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Blue down in Jacksonville, Florida, Nicole Marie. We're talking about Michael Hopkins. We got everybody on this morning at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're gonna really get into this conversation. I think it's going to be interesting. So definitely you guys can call in. If you have dialed the 516 number, feel free to press 1 if you've got something to say. Again, we're talking about the death of Offset, Takeoff. Yeah, two different people. Offset is a relative, if you will. So we're going to talk about all of that. Exactly. So we're going to talk about that. He's with Cardi B. Lots of things to get into this morning and on this. So please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Good morning.
And thank you for tuning in, folks. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, November 3rd of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Let me just bring everybody back on. We're having a big conversation today in, about this incredible artist that I just kind of recently discovered with, you know, probably right before his passing, but certainly. You know, it's everywhere, and we got to have these kind of conversations because it's a little bit on violence that's in and around the community. You know, there's so much going on. We're going to kind of try to make sense of this tragedy. We're talking, of course, about Takeoff from the group Migos, and we're going to just see what we can do to shed some light on this. And just, we got to talk it out here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. My very special co-host, you guys know Nicole Marie. You guys know we have been just chatting. Michael Hopkins is with us. And, of course, Dr. Dyer is with us as well. Good morning to everybody. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, everybody. Listen, I want to talk about this a little bit. First, let me just give the background on this. This is a rap artist, and he actually had made it. He had made it big time. So let me just read a little bit about this for you guys. Again, he take off. You guys have heard the news. Born on June 18th of 94. And this is all on his wiki page, you know, and we just lost him a couple of days ago. Of course, he was known as Takeoff, an American rapper. And he's had a string of hits. He really has, as part of the hip-hop trio, Migos, along with his Uncle Quavo and first cousin, you guys know, Offset. So they scored multiple top hits on the Billboard 100. And you guys know we're not, and I'm certainly not his targeted demographic. So this was news to me to hear about all of this. But I'll tell you the thing that really got me was that this is the thing that seems to be happening over and over and over again. And what can we do to get our young men in our community onto a different path? And so I really wanted to have that conversation with you guys this morning. So I hope that's okay. So let's kind of dive on in.
Let's dive on in
this morning.
Well, you normally lead off with,
yes. Well, Doctor, I was actually heading over in your direction because, Doctor Dyer, you are a person who has, you know, you always bring that incredible knowledge that you have, and particularly with something like this, I think you are more than fit to address a lot of this. So please, Dr. Dyer, no, I just kind of tossed you in there this morning, but please share what you think.
It's because it's the violence, right? It's so what is it about violence that gravitates to the Black community, or we keep accepting as like it's normal? So I kind of, you know, every time there's a shooting of someone, of anyone, I don't care if it's from a gang shooting to a store robbery, why is it happening in our communities and we have not done anything about it? We get angry and then we get quiet. Mm-hmm. We get sad and then we get quiet. We get depressed and we get quiet. But we haven't collectively done anything. But when we have someone who's going, you know, I go back to the George Floyd thing sometimes because the death of George Floyd is sickening, horrendous. But what struck me is so completely amazing. I said, wow, look at all these people outraged. Was it because it was done on TV? We saw it. Was he the Emmett Till of our time, where it took one Black boy to be hung and the casket to be shown for us to be going, okay, that's enough? Because that's what happened with George Floyd. He was the Emmett Till of our time. And yet, shootings like this, we could talk about, well, it's a bad scene and people had guns. We could talk, and all those things are true. But we're missing the picture of our internal self. And that sickens me because we don't talk about that.
I don't know. I'm going to just weigh in here on this. I don't think violence is exclusive to the Black community. So I definitely want to get that on out there. But let me say, I believe there are multiple factors that play into this. And so I'm not going to get into some conspiracy type thinking, but I definitely want to say, obviously, there is a lot to the picture, and there are many different layers to it. So when you talk about, first of all, yeah, the violence that seems to be, way out of hand in the community and out in the world at large as well. But particularly what we're dealing with and reeling day to day, it gets a little bit frustrating. Now, I'll tell you why it seems that, you know, something that our voices are not heard so much, or it kind of dies down very quickly, as there are folks who have said that kind of thing. But as far as I look at it, the way I look at it is that you got to remember, we're not on the same playing field where we have the biggest megaphones like everybody else out there. We don't. And that usually conversations or the discourse that's out there in the media, you have a news cycle that's turned over, God knows, every 24 hours, if not sooner. And then as if that's not enough, the Black voices and things that affect our community are last that you hear about. It's just not something that makes it to the top unless it's something that falls in line with the negative discourse that's been out there promoted through the, through the general media for decades. So that's generally why. Unless it fits into that negative narrative, That's why you're not going to hear about it. And then furthermore, we're not economically on par with anybody. So the
Correct.
Fact you hear anything at all is quite amazing. So, and thank goodness for the internet, because if we didn't have that, we'd really not know a thing that's happening out here, if you will.
Right, that's true.
So there are
right.
many different factors that play into it as far as I'm concerned, Dr. Dyer.
Right.
But I appreciate the
and
sentiment.
I totally agree with that, Carrie.
Yeah, I think it's
There's
just
so
what can we
factors.
Do? Yeah, but let's look at this young man's life. He, and this is the thing that I really wanted to ask you guys, and that is that, and Michael, you may be able to jump in too. No, we may not have been in his targeted demographic music-wise. No, I'm going to raise my hand. I listened to some of his songs. I really did. After I heard about all this, I started listening to some of his music, and I love that it was done so well. No, I wouldn't probably, that just probably wouldn't have been at the top of my mind, you know, but when I look at this young man's life who made it to the top, he made it to the top. Now, my question to you, to each of you, when you make it to the top, do you get out of the hood? And I don't like to just say hood, because that's
mm-hmm.
not a nice way to say neighborhood. You know, hood takes on, hood is a part of the word neighborhood, and but usually it has a very negative connotation, and you guys know what I mean. So, but let me just ask you, do you move out the community when you have done well? So I really want to go around to each person and ask that question. Should you stay in the community once you make your bread, and you guys know what I mean, when it comes to making money, once you make your money, do you stay in that community or do you get out? Michael Hopkins, let me start with you, the host of that talk radio show. We're going to go to down the line because I really want to get your input.
Wow, Kent, that is a good question. That really is, because some of our I guess superstars, you could call them, they leave. They actually leave the hood. It works out for them, but some stay. And it works out for them. So, I don't know, Karen. Being honest with all of you, I don't know. I just think it's an individual thing when they make that decision.
No, I'm what you do, Michael Hopkins.
Yeah. Me, unfortunately and regrettably, I would leave the neighborhood. I'll come
now, I'm
back.
Putting you guys on the spot today. We're not gonna hold you to, you know, put your foot to the fire, Michael. Your feet to the fire in this, because you know what? I understand what your point is. But you say you would leave. Okay, well, you know what? Let's go on down the line. Nicole Marie, how about you? How do you feel? I mean, honestly, I think it's a good day to be honest.
Yeah, it's very, very hard decision, but I think that I would leave the neighborhood as well. Not that I wouldn't come back, contribute to the neighborhood, do things for my neighborhood, but as far as actually living there, I think I would move.
Okay. Now, does anybody want to know what I think? And then we're gonna get, well, Dr. Dyer, let's go in with you, and then I'll be the last. I'll be the anchor on this one. Dr. Dyer, what would you do? Would you stay or would you go?
I stay.
You stay. Okay. Can you please tell us why you would stay? Because I have a feeling I'm not going to have to say anything. Why would you stay?
Because me staying and building the community, even if I had to buy every damn house and every five blocks and to keep people living there so they can prosper themselves, that's my mentality. That's what I would do. Even if I had to hire my own police force or I create a gated community, I would stay, keep building and building where I didn't need a police force, where everyone was thriving. And I've always had the dream where I would buy homes and put people in it, and what they would pay me with was, if they were young mothers, young fathers, young parents, they pay me with grades to go to school so they can get an education. And I would take care of everything in that house. The daycare center would be in the neighborhood. The elementary school would be in the neighborhood. the charter school would be in the neighborhood. So this way kids don't have to walk and take a bus and public transportation like I had to growing up and travel and get on the bus for that school. I would build it so we can be better as a community. That's if
wow.
I, quote, made it. I would. That's what I would do. Because I could always
wow.
travel. So getting up and leaving and going to, you know, wherever, I could do that, but I would stay.
Well, guess what I would do? Guess what I would do, folks? Would anybody
stay.
Like to take a guess? Well, you guys know me already, but what do you think I might do? I'm just curious if you guys have a...
I think you would stay, Carrie.
I think
you
would
stay, Carrie.
I don't know.
I'm
going with the leave theory myself.
Wow. Really? Okay. Here's what I would do, folks. And I see some folks are standing by to jump in and probably want to ask a question or talk about the death of Takeoff. And we'll get to you in just a moment. I see there's some folks. We're going to get them on to ask a question live here in just a bit. But no, for me personally, it's heartbreaking. I feel ambivalent about it. I get why folks might say that they want to leave because it's a visceral reaction. And, you know, you're, oh, gosh, you know, we have people, you know, it's just too crazy in our neighborhood and we got to get out of here and go to the burbs. But the way that I really look at it is that it doesn't matter where you are. If you feel that crime is happening in the urban spots or in whatever you want to, whatever nomenclature you want to assign to it or euphemism you wish to use, it's happening everywhere. And it will eventually make its way to your doorstep, whether you live in the burbs
yep.
or not.
Yep.
And it's not the crime like what you see in urban America, if you will. You'll see some ancillary effect of it. And so my belief is that by leaving, for me personally, I don't think that it contributes well to it. And what it does, it just leaves, to me, it's like I'm adding to that mentality where we're just leaving animals, you know, to just, you know, and I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just saying for myself, that's the way it kind of feels. So I don't believe in that. It's bad everywhere type mentality is what I tend to have. We can do better. We can be better, and I don't think it's impossible. I think that, you know, we have to kind of work together. We got to figure out different ways to look and analyze things. And it's a lot going on. There are things that are way beyond our control, and I don't think it's going to be easy to fix those things or to change them. There are things that folks that are outside of our community which may be controlling what's happening inside our community. So my thing is just help each other, you know, but no, just to answer the question that I asked, I'd say, I'd 100% say. Now, I can tell you that I would do every single thing inside of my spirit to help the community, but I do want to say, for argument's sake, what do you say, and Dr. Dyer, you'd be the person to ask this too as well, what do you say about those folks who say, well, listen, if we stay in the community, you know, you got people don't have what I have, and they might, you know, try to, you know, cause some kind of crime or expect, you know, try to take what you've got, so to speak. What would you say to people who have that kind of thinking?
Well, it's you know, the thinking, it kind of goes back to, and we've used this term, and I think we're the only community that uses this term, is called crab in the barrel. And we don't know when it uses this term because I've been through so many other countries, whether it be in India or China, and they don't have that mentality. They do help each other. They help each other and the kids in the neighborhood. And so it goes back to that internal thinking that I think, where does that come from? So I think we can help that. I think we can help that if we stay. That's why I said I would build that community. Again, when we talk about that coin or making that dollar, that bread, spread that bread to the next neighborhood, because I'm not going to be without. I'm going to invest my stuff, so I'm always going to have. But they're not going to always have. So let me build them up so they can have. So they may not have what I have. I agree with that. But they're going to have. They're going to be able to eat. They're going to be able to clothe their children. They're going to be able to pay that rent. And like I said, I'm going to buy that apartment building. I'm going to buy that complex. Even if I go to the city and jump on the mayor's head, I'm going to throw so much cash on that table. They'll be like, okay, here, Dr. B, this block is yours. You can have it. And I'm going to make sure people get done and then economically build themselves up. And if they want to leave, that's great. But we need someone to help each other who can help and who has the ability to help. And it's not just throwing money at a situation. It's throwing an opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree totally and wholeheartedly. I think that you can help whether you stay or go, because it's really in what's your spirit to do to make change. So it's really what do you do with whatever you've been given. And wherever you live, you know, but I love both. I understand. I get it. You know, so these are great discussions. I got to say, so I got to go back to this gentleman's takeoff, because I believe we have a person standing by. I, like I said, I listened to his music from Migos, and I just loved it. I thought it was interesting. It was very, to me, it was very, it was interesting. Let me just say that. Let me get on this caller and see if we can hear what they have to say. Hi, good morning. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're on with us. Your phone number ends in 73. What would you like to say this morning? May I have your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Katrina from Paris, Texas.
We know that voice. Katrina out of Paris,
Texas. Good morning.
My therapy customer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, say good morning to everybody. You're on with Nicole Marie. You're on with Dr. Paul Dyer. You're on with Michael Hopkins, and I know you, Ms. Katrina. Now, what
morning,
do you
Katrina.
Have to say?
Good morning, everyone.
Yes, so Katrina, you've been listening to the show. What do you want to say about this gentleman takeoff? And guys, watch the background noise there a little bit if you can. What do you want to say about takeoff? Did you know of anything that what we've been talking about this morning? Did you have a comment?
Oh, yes. I know a little bit about it, but I have a friend who was a close friend with him. And she called me in the morning crying about him passing, so I looked it up and seen that it was in Houston. And it was real sad, because I really didn't know he was that young long as I had been listening to their music.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Y'all was talking about would you stay? I would stay in the community to help build it up. But I will also make sure I will move in a different area, but probably wouldn't stay exactly where I grew up in, to where I would basically have good security. But I would still stay up in my community to help build it up. To be a role model to the young ones who will want to be, they don't necessarily have to be like, do what I do in the world, but be a role model and be positive to them to do something constructive
so
in
now,
their life instead of something negative.
So, Katrina, let me just ask you. So you were familiar with the Migos music and the members of his, you know, the trio? You were familiar with them and all of that? You had heard about his music? Wow. Now, when the person called you, did they tell you anything about, did they mention anything else that might have been interesting about his passing? I mean, it's really sad.
Yes, she was telling me that it wasn't in, they was playing dice, but it wasn't in behind a dice game. They got to arguing about a basketball game. And that's when all the shooting and everything come out of nowhere, and that's how he ended up getting shot in the crossfire. But the reason why everybody's playing a dice game, because it was dice that they were playing.
Right. And that's been reported. The officials have said it was not, it appears that he was not, and let me say that again, he was not targeted. It's really sad. Okay, Katrina, thank you so much, Katrina, from Paris, Texas. Good to have you with us, Katrina. All right, thanks for the comments. So, guys, and what Katrina said, she would stay. We haven't heard that perspective. Katrina said she would stay in the community, but she'd have big walls and, and kind of a way to stay guarded. What do you say about that? So stay, but have a big wall to keep folks out.
I understand it. We must feel safe. And if we don't feel safe, then we're living in perpetual fear. If we don't feel safe, and I think that's why people move. People, how about this? I don't think people move because they want to leave the neighborhood and leave the people. They want to leave to feel safe. Our emotions are driven by our to me, people know I'm a neuroscience guy, and if it's driven by brain chemistry and you feel unsafe, you're going to always feel jittery, nervous, stress hormones, your body starts to break down because of stress. This is why our community is dysfunction at its best. It's not because we want to be dysfunction. It's because our body's chemistry is breaking us down internally. It's breaking brain cells down. It's breaking our organs down because it's a cellular issue. And if we don't feel safe, we don't feel healthy. So we leave because of our health, not because we don't want to leave our people. It's like, I need to get out. It's like when people say, oh, I'm moving to wherever so I can get some sun. It's a safety issue. It's a health issue. That's why people leave. It's not leave because I'm leaving these clowns and I'm getting the hell out of here. It's no, I want to feel healthy. That's why people leave. So that makes sense.
Okay, if that's the case, and that sounds great, it really does. But let's ask the bigger question then: what do we have to do to feel safer in our community?
Know each other. That's the only way we feel safe. We feel safe when we know our neighbors, when we know our community. I remember growing up, when you know your neighbors, you just feel like, I know Mrs. Johnson, I know Mr. Johnson, I know Mr. Smith, I know my people. But when I leave my neighborhood, I don't know who these people are. I don't know if I can trust them. That's where we feel safe. If we know each other, recognize each other and see each other, not just look at each other, but actually see each other, then we know who we are. That's why when we have drug dealers in our community, we know who they are. We know exactly who they are. And if we know who they are, how come no one's taking care of them? That's why when you said, I think it's a nefarious issue when our communities are dismantled by crime, is because something outside of our community is actually allowing this to happen.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I mean, yeah, we should know our community. To me, it seems like there's a lack of a sense of community, and that's because we don't know one another well. It just reminds me when I traveled as a youngster, and I had a chance to visit France and England, and I went to many countries. And that was a very eye-opening experience for me, and it taught me to appreciate folks who didn't necessarily look like I did and certainly didn't talk like I did, and opened up my eyes to that there was a bigger world than, North Philadelphia, which I love my home. But I'm just saying it taught me that there was a bigger world out there. There were folks who did not necessarily look or talk like me, but what they had to do and how they went about their lives was just as equally important. And it was great. And I think that's where we've kind of fallen off track of at this day and time. I'm hoping that we can rebuild. And, yeah. Nicole Marie, is that you?
Carrie. I'd like to make a comment about the community. Communities have definitely changed. I totally agree with what Dr. Dyer is saying, but at the same time, our communities have definitely changed. I know, you know, when I was growing up, community, and, you know, if something went on at school or something, somebody else told your mom or your dad or your grandma or somebody before you even got home. You know, you looked out for each other, and neighbors had no problem saying something to the children. But nowadays, you can't necessarily do that. Yes, you know your neighbors, you know the people in your community, but people don't want you saying things to their children or coming to tell you this happened or that happened. You know, the community has definitely changed. So I'm all for, you know, us knowing each other and so forth. We definitely need to come together and have that dialogue to make things change. But our communities have changed somewhat over time.
Wow. Nicole Marie, I agree with you. You know, we started a mentoring program out here in Maryland to go into the schools to help the teachers so they can teach our kids. And I have door knocked on people's doors to see what men can come in and volunteer to the school. I'm not trying to take away from your money. I'm not trying to take away from your work. I'm not trying to take your time. But we need you men and ladies to come in see positive role models. And the verbiage I get from them, I don't have time for that. That's what I get. I don't have time for that. So what are you doing? What day can you come from 11 to 2 to just walk the halls and talk to these young people? I'm not asking you to teach. I'm not asking you to, just asking you to be a mentor to say, how you
just
doing, young man? How you doing, young lady? Right. And they say, I don't have time for that. So then I get on my little high haunches and I'll be like, so you have time for killings and death and shootings and prison? You have time for those kids to go there, but you don't have time to give 4 hours of your day a week. I'm shocked, and then I walk away because that just hurts. That hurts. What do you mean I have time for that?
Yes.
But then you
want
to complain about the prison system? Come on now, you can't do both.
Right.
Yeah. How about that, Doctor? Right. How about that?
I think I think folks don't necessarily see the correlation or understand the impact. And just like watching television and not seeing folks that look like you or me over and over and over again, and you don't even realize, you talk about the neuroscience and all that, I agree. You don't even realize that you're being, you know, that it has such a great impact. And then dealing with racism and all these things that are just piled on us daily, to me, it does have a physiological effect. You know, you're a neuroscience specialist. I can't go on that land. I have to turn that over to you, Dr. Dyer. But it just is very, very disturbing. But I do want to, I kind of want to go back a little bit to this whole thing with this incredible rap artist, Takeoff, who was, you know, shot and killed on the 1st of the month. Of this month of November, and all that, you know, it looks to me, he was talking, I saw a video out there this morning, you guys can go to YouTube, where he talks about getting his flowers early, and don't wait until he's not here to give him his flowers. This was on his own, out of his own mouth, on the video, you can YouTube and Google it and all that stuff to see it. I was just blown away that this was, you know, what was coming out of his mouth. My thing is, how come some of the rappers, so it seems, have met just an awful fate? And then a whole bunch of others, live, you know, they, I have to say, it seems like they've moved out of the hood, you know, out of their area. And also, the key point is that what they are, is it what they're rapping about that could be, you know, are they trying to live this gangster-type lifestyle that could be contributing to their demise, if you will? So,
you hit it, you know, hit it, you hit Yeah, you hit it right on the head. Carrie, I'm telling you, this is going to hurt a lot of people. But when you talk about music and what music does and how it affects the human spirit, and if you're talking about degradation of women and you're talking about the different things that are not healthy to do to another person that's a healthy human person, you know, the nasty talk you have towards women, the nasty talk you have towards how you make your money, these things are not healthy. And what Pepperwick, who promotes it? It's not. We don't promote it because the black community do not own the airwaves. You may have a production company, but someone out there that doesn't look like us is the one that's promoting it. So when you look at the person that says this person wins a Grammy and platinum, it is the white community, it's the white establishment that allows them to say, we want you to keep talking this nastiness. We don't listen to
That's
it.
Right.
You can keep talking it to your people, but because it keeps them into a state of mind where they believe they have to do this and treat women like this and treat people like this. So I don't, like you said, Karen, I don't want to get into the conspiracy theories, but that's who's the one promoting it, because they're the one who controls the airwaves.
I don't know if I would lay the blame completely at their feet. No, they're not helping the situation. But listen, I do want to say this. I think it's more so generational. I think it has a lot to do with, I listened to it this morning as well. I'm sitting up here, you know, ever since I heard about this gentleman, I've been really tuned in. And I was playing one of the songs. I'm not going to say which one. And within 6 seconds, there was that degradation to women and all that other stuff. It was exactly what you just said. And the first thing went through my mind, okay, this is not made for me. Okay. This man was not thinking of Carrie Hines, who is slightly north of 35. And I do mean slightly north of 35. You know, this was not made for me. But what I tried to take away from it, I tried to look at the artistry in the music, and that's what I usually do. I don't have to be your number one fan to appreciate what you do. And I could hear all of the professional artistry that was associated with his music, and I thought that was great. When I looked at his life and read through his story, which I did, and I came away with a different appreciation. But see, that to me is what needs to be promulgated. That is to me what needs to be shared out through the media. But we don't usually get that. We fall into that discourse that we talked about earlier, that negative discourse. Because yeah, you're right. We don't. We're not in ownership. There's that big, disparity between the haves and the have-nots, and unfortunately, we don't have as much just yet. But we're working on it, and we're turning things around, starting right here on the Air Radio Show. So everybody, boy, you guys, I did not know that this conversation. I see why folks are really talking about this online, because to me, it has a lot of different legs to it.
A lot of different angles.
Certainly does. Not just
and
one
I
answer.
Hope that, no, and I hope that this young man's death does not just go down in vain, and I hope it is more than just a talking point on our show, and I hope that people are moved to action. And that's what we try to do here on this broadcast. And, you know, we're going to continue to talk about it, because that's how things do change, is through conversation.
Right.
And
having that dialogue.
And having the dialogue. So listen, we're going to take a little bit of a break. I also want to talk a little bit about what's coming up. Want to remind everybody about what's happening here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and what's happening the week of Thanksgiving. So we're going to talk about all of that. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapie, and we thank you. Please register at Carapie.com and join our Carapie community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, kid entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys.
That's
and young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds.
Cammie's Spa Party.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Angela. And it is Thursday again, November 3rd of 2022. Had to take a little bit of a commercial break there. Glad to have you guys with us. I want to first acknowledge everybody for tuning in. We have amazing fans who just keep us on the straight and narrow here. I want to thank the folks as well over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. You guys know that UpscaleMagazineRadio.com plays full episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show. They also have some of their own interviews and all kinds of things happening over there. Check them out. They're on again around the clock 24/7. It's UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. And let me just get everybody back on. Let me get everybody back on to this. We've been having a big conversation on the loss. Of course, you guys know about Takeoff. You guys have heard all of that. We've been talking this morning. We're continuing the conversation, but I want to kind of also talk about why it's so important in terms of this upcoming election and all that kind of stuff. So first, let's get back on. Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Northern Virginia. Dr. Paul Dyer in Maryland. And I am Terry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. So I kind of want to just remind everybody, tomorrow is Friday. It's November 4th, and we have a very special show planned. It's all about getting everybody, reminding everybody about voting. So we have a special guest, Wayne Smith, who is the former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey. Now, he was mayor for 12 years in Irvington, New Jersey, again, Wayne Smith. And we are so excited to welcome him back to the show. He hasn't been with us in quite a while.
Yeah.
But Wayne has been with us many, many times. And I'm excited to have him here because he's going to break down all of this, where we are politically now. There's so much, you know, in terms of all the rhetoric and the division and all that. And what is so critical about the midterms and why, you know, what's happening in terms of trying to stop black folks from voting. So we want to talk about all of that and what direction the country is going into. So this is going to be a big conversation. I don't even know if an hour is enough time to chat with him tomorrow. But, yes, I'm looking forward to it. He's a champion talker out there, Dr. Dyer. We're going to have some great things to say. Very polite gentleman as well. And, Michael, we're just going to have a great time tomorrow talking about this. But I want to get your feedback today. You're thinking on what do we need to do to remind folks about voting? Dr. Paul Dyer, anything you want to add to this?
Absolutely. You know, the one thing we want to do about reminding people to vote is to get out and vote. And I know it's very difficult for you to find your polling places, can get mail-in ballots. But if you don't get out and vote, you're losing your civil liberties, period. We could talk about how they're trying to stop the vote, and they are. We're talking about how they're trying to not take your all those things. But we need you to still be active and say, at least I put it in. I dropped it off. I checked the box.
Exactly.
I pulled the lever.
Exactly.
We got to have you do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about the ID?
So
don't forget
people.
To have ID just in case.
So true. Yes. There are so many people, Carrie, that believe that their vote does not count, but your vote does count. All those votes add up, and we can make the difference, just like we made the difference in the presidential election. Like, it's critical,
you know,
essential for us to get out and vote.
Right. I understand all the sides. Right. And you know what, Nicole Marie, especially, you are somebody who's in the political process. You're, you know, a board member there in your town. I have to say, though, I get both sides of the argument. And listen, folks, I'm going to talk to you right now. You may feel that your vote doesn't count because of the discourse that we talked about and things that we alluded to earlier on this very broadcast. The things that seem to happen out of our control, there's a negative discourse that's put out there. Folks are taught to not, you know, think the highest of African Americans, and that's stuff that we did not sign off on. But most of the folks know better. Let me tell you, your vote does matter. It does. It may feel like it doesn't do a thing because you see the same old crap happening, but that's because we don't own broadcasting. That's why. And that negative discourse is constantly, whether we, you know, agree with it, it's just put in front of us all the time, and it's put in front of everybody else. But we can make a difference, and we are. That's why we keep getting more and more of the negative stuff, because we're making a difference, and we're making an impact. So we got to remind the young people. Dr. Barry, why don't you think it's important to remind the young folks? I think older folks know the importance of voting, but to me it seems like we got to tell the younger folks. We got to remind the younger folks, too.
That is quite true.
Right?
Go ahead, Michael.
Michael, you know the vote, but, you know, is it, you know, are the grandkids aware of how important it is to vote?
Yeah, a lot of times, Carrie. You know, and everybody, a lot of times, my son is the youngest. And especially with my wife, she emphasizes to him why he should vote. And it's like with her, she wants to make sure that he understands that this whole voting process is something that for many, many years as African Americans, we didn't have this privilege. We didn't
men
have
and
it.
Women, black men
yes,
and women.
Both, and you're absolutely right, Carrie, absolutely right. And he's, well, my son's 30 years old, so it's just giving him the idea
not to interrupt you, but we don't have to even go back historically. There are so many things right now where personal freedoms are being, you know, subtracted. And that's what the intention seems to be. I mean, I'm talking, I know I'm raising my hand, it's me, but I'm sure some of you out there feel the same way. We're not blind. We watch TV. You know, we see what's happening and, you know, and read the newspapers, and we're reading on the Internet.
So true.
Yeah. So are there things that we can do to make a difference for this election? Is there anything, or should we save those questions till tomorrow's hot seat with Wayne Smith? Are there things that we can do?
I think we should go with the tomorrow theory.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. We'll continue this conversation on tomorrow's broadcast. But I got to say, you know, honestly, this has been a very interesting show to me. And my heart goes out to the young man's family and all his fans and friends who just, we're talking about this incredible takeoff. Really sad story. You know, it's just a sad story. And let's hope that that kind of tragedy ends with this story. Okay, let's move to change. And I think that starts with, as they say, I know it sounds cliche, but it really does start with each of us. So we'll
do
what we need to do. Yeah.
So true.
And lots of things happening. Okay, I alluded to this earlier. I mentioned it earlier. Boy, the week of Thanksgiving. So we're not talking about next week. We are here with you from tomorrow's show all next week. You're not getting rid of us that easily. So we're with you. The Hair Radio Morning Show from 6 to 9 all next week. We're live right here. The following week, which is the week of Thanksgiving, Carrie Hines, the crew, We are making our Thanksgiving meal, so we will not be with you live. We will be taking that week off to focus on food and family. We'll return to the airwaves on Tuesday, November 29th, which is, okay, here's the deal. You guys know Thanksgiving is Thursday the 24th of November. Friday is Black Friday. And what is it, Sunday? No, hold on, what's the next one? You have Black Friday, and then
Cyber
you have
Cyber Monday. Wow.
Oh, no, that's right, Cyber Monday. Thank you for that, Michael. You got Cyber Monday, and then Tuesday you got Small Business Tuesday. So we'll be back on Small Business Tuesday on the 29th. But the whole reason I mention that is that we've got to remind you guys, please shop. Shop like Maggie Anderson every day says. Shop black. Shop whatever you want to do, but support small black businesses. You know, the playing field is not even. There's a big disparity out there economically, but please spend your dollars, find some goods that are going to support and make its way back to your community. I'm proud of the hair industry. The dollar gets to kind of for styling, at least goes from one hand to another, at least turned over once. We're pushing for that to go, you know, a lot further. We're working on that part. But it all starts here with us. So I just want to say that. Listen, I'm always excited. I really am. I'm excited to have you guys with us each day. Dr. Dyer, it is a pleasure to have you on every Thursday, Friday. I got Nicole Marie Wright, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, it is.
I always
look forward to my brother, Dr. Dyer.
Me
His
too.
Insight,
yes.
Always we, look forward to
we
it.
We save these hot button topics for Dr. Dyer.
Yes.
Yes.
So
we
really
need his input. Yes.
True.
Yes,
you know, Carrie?
No one. Well, Dr. Dyer, you address things in a certain way, and you always
right.
put me in the mindset of my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines. So it's just always a pleasure to have you here to put, you know, to share your perspective. It is fantastic. But that's what happens when somebody got four PhDs. So we're so excited. Yeah, we're so excited.
Yes,
good
we
stuff.
Are. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. So we just
thank
want to say
much.
thank you. Yeah. Yeah, you're doing an awesome job. And I also want to take the same opportunity to say, you know, Michael Hopkins, what do I say? You're a king of claims. You're helping the veterans. You are passionate about what you do. You're in the second season. You're doing big things. We're very proud of you. We're proud of your efforts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. You know, you're not just like, you know, you could just say, oh, I'm done, I'm not doing anything, but you're making a big difference in the lives of so many folks that you don't even realize. Yes, the veterans, of course, but so many of our listeners who tune in to us directly, play the show back, or are over at Upscale Magazine. And to Nicole Marie, who, Nicole, you've been with me now a little while. You've been kind of chalking, you know, pudging in some hours
long
here.
Long time.
So true.
A very long time.
So true.
And, yeah, and we're so proud of you as well, you know, to influence
so
many to be making a difference in your own community, you know, just doing a great job, and we're just so incredibly proud of that. You know, in Mississippi, just Water Valley, Mississippi, to be exact. And it just means something. And, you know, coming out of the education realm and just doing so much to help the community. And I'm very proud of our efforts. I really am. And this is just the beginning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got a lot more to introduce to you guys. So, again, we'll be off the week of Thanksgiving. We're here all next week. So the last show that we're live, I'm looking at the calendar right now. Looks like what does that look like? It'll be on Friday, the 18th of November. So Friday, the 18th of November will be our last show until Tuesday, the 29th of November. So we go from the 18th at 9 o'clock when we sign off on Friday the 18th. We won't be back till 6 a.m. on Tuesday the 29th of November. And so all of your shopping, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to save you money and all that kind of stuff next week. It'll be Carapy Week. It's so much more. Plus, we have special guests. And again, on tomorrow's broadcast, Wayne Smith, former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey, 12 years. So he knows the political process, not just local politics. Even though he was the mayor there in Irvington, New Jersey, he's also got his finger on the pulse of what's happening in nationwide politics and international politics and so much more, and why it's so important to do what civically you must do. And we'll be talking about all that. So, again, it's been my honor. Great job, everybody, as always. Yeah. Trying to see. I wish we, you know, I got to say, I really love this song. We kind of started the show. We don't normally end on a song, but today I feel just going out a little bit with something a little bit more relaxing, a little bit more jazzy, and as we pay tribute to this young man. And, again, I love his music. I probably don't know if I could have gotten it on the show this morning, but listen, please, you know, just send out your well wishes to his family and to his fans, and let's just try to make a difference in our community. Again, I want to thank Dr. Paul Dyer. I want to thank Nicole Marie. I want to thank Michael Hopkins. And again, I'm Carrie Hines. We're going to end out on another favorite artist of mine. You guys know her. We're talking about the one and only Miss Amy Winehouse. And this is one of my favorite Amy songs. So we'll see you back here tomorrow at 6. Make it a great day.
should be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Now pale in comparison to who you think I am. You always want to talk it through. I don't care. I always have to comfort you when I'm there. But that's what I need you to do. Stroke my hair. Cause I'm
I'm
that matters is us two. Don't save in all mine. We just aren't showing through.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com.